From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said today he is prepared to slash interest rates to soften the effects of the housing crisis. The retail sector is not looking much better these days. A new report out today shows that big chain stores had much lower holiday sales than expected. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is here now. And John, what do these latest sales numbers mean?
Well, it's evidence of a real slowdown in consumer spending. A long list of stores had lower sales in December over compared to last year. Macy's, JCPenney, Target, Nordstrom, sales receipts in just about every category, clothing, electronics, you name it, were down. The only stores that put in better performance this holiday season were the deep discounters like Walmart and Costco. They had some slight gains, but there's plenty of evidence that customers are being hit by high gasoline prices and the housing slump.
So does this mean, John, that we are one step closer to recession?
Well, you know, Wall Street investment banks, the big ones, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, are all saying that we're already in one. But others say that it's still too early to tell. They point to today's Labor Department report, for example, that claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 15,000 just last week. The glass is half full crowd says Wall Street is overly pessimistic, and the motivation for all the doom and gloom is to put pressure on the Federal Reserve Board to lower interest rates a lot more. Wall Street always likes low interest rates, and there's grumbling that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke hasn't been forceful enough in attacking the economic slowdown. One former staff member at the Fed, David Jones, says Bernanke, unlike Alan Greenspan, is not a take-charge chairman.
Bernanke's probably making his biggest mistake in trying to wait for a consensus. It's more like herding cats to try to get a consensus among all those policymakers, some who are ideological hawks against inflation, which may also be okay in normal times, but not when the downside risk to growth threatens to push us into a recession.
So Bernanke's saying that he's prepared to cut interest rates again. That, of course, is monetary policy. What are some other changes that the government could bring?
Well, the White House is floating the possibility of some tax cuts or even cash rebates for individuals, along with some business tax breaks to spark more investments in jobs and factories. The president is likely to make recommendations in the State of the Union speech at the end of this month. Over in Congress, the Democrats are focusing on tax cuts aimed at low-income and middle-class taxpayers, while Republicans say that business tax breaks are best for what ails the economy. There's also some talk of more spending by the government on roads and buildings and infrastructure, all in an effort to jumpstart an economy that's clearly sputtering right now.
Thank you, John. That is John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.
Mm-hmm.